Are you sick and tired of waking up paralyzed by guilt or dread over past mistakes? Are you fearful of how you'll get through your day and suffocating with anxiety over tomorrow? So many of us will answer yes to that. Know that you are not alone, and this sense of despair can be overcome and truly bring you to a more joyful existence. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. Hello, everybody, and welcome in. This is Affirmations for Living, and of course, I am your host, Reverend Edvige. Actually, Reverend Dr. Edvige. I just recently received my doctorate in metaphysical science, so that's really exciting for me. But today, my guest, Mal Duane, is the author of a really interesting book called Alpha Chick. It's her five steps to passion, purpose, and personal power. It's about becoming the person that you were meant to be by living the life filled with love, honesty, self-worth that you are meant to experience. And so she's going to share with us a fascinating story. Truly, I think her story is about moving out of, I always say, chaos to harmony, but truly how her life, through all the experiences, and some of them quite tragic indeed, how they have caused her to move and expand. And so life will truly cause you to expand. And so that's just really dynamic, and I'm excited to bring her on. But first, let me tell you just a little bit about Affirmations for Living. In case you haven't been to my website, affirmationsforliving.net is designed to help you create limitless opportunities. What do you want to discover? Your soul purpose, your joy, your self-worth. Aren't we all talking about that these days? Well, at Affirmations for Living, we will provide the tools to help you change your life, because we know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and I am absolutely dedicated to giving you the tools to make the changes needed to improve your life. So to learn more, please visit me at www.affirmationsforliving.net. You can download my new app. It's on both iPhone and Android, called Awakened, AWAKENED. Or follow me, of course, on Facebook. Remember, change begins with a single thought. So she's going to explain to us what an alpha chick is. And you may wonder, an alpha chick is a spiritual being who has worked to deepen his or her connection, really, with the faith and in the divine presence within, in order to meet life's challenges. And so, without further ado, I think I really want to bring her on, because who can better describe her experiences than Mal herself? And so we're going to bring her on shortly. And hello, everybody. We are back. Again, this is Affirmations for Living, and you know me, your host, Reverend Edvige. We are speaking live with Mal Duane. Hello, Mal. Tell everyone, welcome in.
Hello, Edvige. How are you tonight?
I am great. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time out to join me. I know it's, how many hours difference your time?
Three.
3 hours? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, your book, The Alpha Chick, is dynamic. I so enjoyed it. Literally, parts of it made me cry, and I won't get into that just yet.
You know, I hear that a lot, girl.
I'm not surprised.
With all that craziness, there's a lot of tears.
But you know what? Tears are a good thing, because it washes away so much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's such an opportunity to transmute and transcend, right? So before we get too far into it, please tell our audience who you are and a little bit about your background and how you came to be this alpha chick.
Well, I'm a recovery coach and life coach. I'm passionate about helping women turn their lives around, mm-hmm. give them hope, and show them how they can create a life of passion and purpose. And so what I did, Edvige, as you know, I wrote the book Alpha Chick. I'm very transparent about my own journey. Mm-hmm. I spent 25 years of my life suffering from alcoholism, depression, self-loathing, failed relationships, ultimately a failed marriage, problems with just, you know, body image, you name it, I had it. But what was so strange about this, people would look at me, and I was modeling in New York and whatnot, and they'd say, oh, boy, doesn't she have an exciting life and all of that?
Yes.
Well, there was nobody home, if you know what I mean.
I was an empty being.
And the low self-esteem and the self-hatred started at a very young age. My dad battled depression and used alcohol for about 10 years to, I think, kill his pain. And so that created a lot of anxiety in me as I saw him slipping away. That's a very important relationship when you're a child. And then I've become a teenager and I'm 6 feet tall and I weigh 100 pounds. So instead of being mal, I was malnutrition and malfunction. And that created a lot of turmoil and upset for me. Which then, you know, as you start dating, there was just no sense of self-worth. So I was just pursuing love in all the wrong places. And it was a vicious merry-go-round of very, very gut-wrenching and painful. They weren't even relationships. I was looking for that validation and people just couldn't fulfill that for me.
Well, and they never can, because as you know now through this process and this journey, that the answers are always within. And, you know, it's so important that we understand that we are programmed from childhood and past lives and so forth. And it's so important that as parents that you really become aware of this fact. Those who have children, young children, encourage them, lift their spirits up, pay attention to those things that you're saying in front of them, because those things will seed into their subconscious and cause them to have a belief system in later years. Whether it's true or not about them, that's how we are programmed. And it's so important that we really understand that. I think now we're beginning to really get that. But back, you know, when we were young, it wasn't the norm. And so now we have, as adults, all these issues and things that we have to work through. But at least we have, a book like yours where people can really figure out, okay, I can work through this, but I have to acknowledge what's going on first. You know?
And so beautifully put. We have to start to work with children at an early age. Mm-hmm. And I grew up at a time when, you know, people didn't talk about things. They were put under the carpet. It was the white elephant standing in the living room that nobody acknowledged, which is sad. But now things are coming out. You know, you talk about alcoholism openly. You talk about depression. But it wasn't then. So that took control. 25 years. I lost. It was like a blur. And I ended up in a very dark place. Mm-hmm. I felt I no longer had any options, that there was nothing more I could do, and I thought death was my best option, and I was ready to die. And
That's
the day I heard a different voice.
You know, and that's amazing, because so many people get their backs to the wall, and I actually had a previous episode about that. When you feel like your back is to the wall, that's your inner self crying out. It's like, okay, that is the law of survival. It's like your back's to that wall. You're going to hear that voice saying, okay, this is it. Now it's time. You have to make a choice. You can choose to let go, right? Choose suicide, choose anything, or you can choose to stand up and make that change.
And what I was told was I would survive, that I'd have a wonderful life. Mm. But I had lessons to learn. I had a lot of work to do. And once I mastered my lessons, I would then need to go and teach others. And that's what I'm doing now, is teaching others how to get out of that darkness, how to discover that faith and that light within. As you said, all the answers come from within. And it is so true. Everything we need is already within us.
And now, you would never have believed that in those 25 years, right, of alcoholism. You would never have thought, through this, I'm going to find my soul purpose. Now, is that the most interesting thing, that this divine universe, this God, would say, you know what, through that, you will be a teacher, you will be a light bearer, you will be a way shower. You would never have thought that. And so I'm saying that because everyone listening, listen good. No matter where you think you are, no matter how bad a situation might be right now, there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a reason that you are experiencing this. And guess what? You will be a light bearer. You will be a way shower. And you are going through this so that you can help others. And that is just so amazing. So, so amazing.
And for your listeners tonight, those that are out there that are in pain, they're in suffering, you never, ever lose your power of choice. And remember that. Nobody can take that away from you. And tonight, you can choose to turn around no matter how far you've gone down the wrong path. You can turn around and change direction.
Absolutely. Regardless of what the situation looks like, and it could be anything from alcohol to abuse to you name it. There's so many things that we've mastered in this dysfunctionality, right? So it's countless. But in any moment, we can say, I have a choice, and there's a fork in that road. And now, in this moment, as I become aware, what am I choosing to create now? And pick up your torch and carry it and make that change. So now your book, I don't know where to go first. If we want to go into the five steps, or do we want to go into some of the experiences that you actually had to cause you to expand? So we know, well, boy, I love the story about Holly. And, you know, she was such a strong, strong person, and she fought tooth and nail through it all, and never, no, regardless of what was handed to her, she made lemonade as best she could. And boy, is there a lesson in that. So if you would, just in a few moments, share that story, please.
Holly was my niece, and she was born a female hemophiliac, which is a very rare situation. And then sadly, through the 70s and 80s, as she was being treated for that, she was given many, many transfusions. The blood wasn't checked properly. And lo and behold, now she's a young woman ready to graduate from college, and she's been diagnosed with HIV and hepatitis C.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you something, Ed Veach. This young woman lived a life, even though she had serious, serious illness. Her life was not defined by her illness. Her life was defined by what she did. And she was, you talk about a light bearer. You talk about somebody that lived life with passion and purpose. This young woman did this, and she, although there were limitations because of her health, she loved education. She excelled at it. She loved children, so she was in law school to become an advocate, legal advocate for children. She constantly using her mind, constantly using her creativity to create things and write poetry and journal and, I mean, just wonderful things. She pursued so many interests. And what was, to me, the most astounding thing was that every day she was looking on how she could serve others.
Amen.
That was her focus. Charitable work, her charitable legal work. How could she help others?
And what a lesson in that for all of us. Again, back to regardless of your circumstances, seek ye first, you know, and all else will come. And she was such a light as I read the story.
Yeah.
And she didn't care that her days, honestly, were numbered. She lived each day to its fullest, and she lived each day as if it were her last. And it's like, how can I be of service today? How can I make a difference? And she didn't feel sorry for herself.
Not
and that's
at all.
The key. Where we are, stop feeling sorry for yourself and see how you can be of service. And in doing that, you'll be surprised how that alone will lift you up out of whatever your experience is. So
her focus was on everybody around her. She wanted to protect us. It was amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
And all along, she knew that she had been handed a death sentence, especially when the hepatitis C appeared, and she was then taking, you know, all kinds of medicines to stay alive. Her focus was on us and not on her. And I can't begin to tell you, you have to see a young woman like that struggle so hard to survive every day. But she got up and she was at law school, or she was in Boston helping immigrants who couldn't speak English straighten out utility bills and protect them legally from things. She was my inspiration for the book.
Wow.
And my inspiration for building the school in Africa in her name.
That's just amazing. And we'll get into that too. So, okay, you are this alcoholic for 25 years. What happened? So you said you got to a road and you were thinking about killing yourself. So that
yes.
was your point of no return.
Yep. It was the dark night of the soul. And when I heard that voice and a feeling and a sense of knowing came over me that I cannot explain to you.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sense of calm, a sense of peace, and an absolute knowing that I was going to be okay.
Mm.
And I never picked up a drink again.
Wonderful. So then what do you do?
And that's very unusual. I mean, I didn't go to detox. I didn't go to a rehab. Nothing. That was it. And that's extremely unusual.
Well, so, yeah, to say the least.
You know, I worked my program, but very early on, I became absolutely intrigued by personal transformation, that power of personal transformation. And we all have that power, but nobody teaches us how to access it and where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I became obsessed with. And for the past 20 years, that's what I've done, studied and read extensively on the ability for us to change our lives.
So then you studied, and then how did you come to these five principles, these five steps? How did you find that for yourself?
Well, I was writing the book,
mm-hmm.
and this is a funny story. I was writing the book, and as I was writing the book, all of a sudden I hear this voice. Oh, no, dear child. There are not seven steps. There are only five steps. And I'm like, but wait a minute, I've got this all written here, and it makes perfect. No, child, there are only five steps. When you relook at this, you will understand. And those five steps will spell faith. And I said, faith? Why faith? That is a word that everyone embraces. Everybody has their own personal understanding of the word faith.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not connected to religion. It's connected to belief.
Absolutely. And hence the birth of the five steps of the Alpha Chick process.
Yeah.
And so faith means focus, right?
Yes.
Acceptance and attitude, identification and intention, thoughts, healing and helping. So
yes.
Let's go through. And now your book is broken into two sections. So obviously the first section, from innocence to obsession to transformation. And then the second one covers the actual steps.
It's the toolbox.
Yeah, it's the crux of it.
Yes, it's the toolbox that teaches you what to do.
And let's go over that, because really the first part tells your story of Holly, mm-hmm. of Ruth. We love Ruth, by the way. and so let's go into the steps, because I don't want to run out of time and not get through all of them. So the first one, focus.
Yes, which means going within, looking within. Looking for that divine guidance, to listen, to hear that divine guidance that we all have, that higher power that will talk to you. And you access that guidance through a spiritual practice of meditation, prayer, or journaling. I use all three personally every day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how you get in touch with that guidance that you have.
Absolutely. And, you know, being a metaphysical practitioner, as I am,
yes.
It's all about prayer and meditation and journaling. You know, people in my classes, they're always asking, well, how do you have all these spiritual gifts and how do you see these things? And, you know, how are these things happening? Well, it's the intention. I go into meditation and I seek, I release myself to my I am presence. And I ask daily that my I am presence be the divine director of my material experience. And I meditate and I pray it every single day. And before you know it, that connection has opened up,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And everything starts to come through. And here's the thing about that, you know, for the audience, it's going to come through in different ways. Some of us will hear that outside voice. And I know I've said this before, but it's so important that we not compare notes. So it will sometimes an outside voice, sometime that inner knowing, sometimes an inside voice. It might come to you in dreams. So you just have to become aware and pay attention. You know, you might be asking something, then you turn the radio on and you hear a particular song and it's like, whoa, is this song for me? Absolutely, it is. And so it's to really become aware of how that guidance is going to start to show up for you. And that's real important to note when we're talking about focus.
And then the second step is acceptance and attitude. And if we accept ourselves just the way we are, let go of the past, let go of the story, it doesn't define who you are today. Accept yourself. When you start to hear that authentic voice within, you start to really learn who you are. Mm-hmm. And what happened in the past has no bearing on who you are today showing up. So once you do that, the weight of all that stuff that we've been carrying around that is so meaningless, that weight starts to dissipate. And when that happens, the attitude that we had about these things that have been causing us so much pain starts to go away. And they're not as important anymore as they once were, because we're now getting so much more connected to our present moment.
Mm-hmm. But how do you accept? I mean, it's not like one day you say, okay, you know what, I was an alcoholic, I accept that, fine. And all of a sudden, the burden of it, the issues of it, the guilt of it, all those things didn't just go away instantly. So what was, you know, and I love your gratitude list, your yearly gratitude
mm-hmm.
list.
But
for someone who is stuck, it's not so easy to say, okay, I accept that I have this lousy job, or I accept I'm in this really bad relationship. Okay, now what? That in itself isn't going to change. So how do you really get through that acceptance?
Well, that's a wonderful question. Each one of these steps builds. It's almost like compound interest in a bank. So when you've done step one, you're now connected to a different frequency than the way you would normally process and think, because you're now connected to your divine guidance and not that crazy little ego voice that's screaming in your ear constantly how bad and crappy you are and no, you can't and you never should have. You're now getting a divine download that tells you how wonderful you are and what your self-worth is. So when we get to this step of acceptance, where we have a much clearer picture of who we truly are, and we start to understand that our story is not who we are. Now, I'm an alcoholic. It is part of my story, but it does not define me as a human being, as a divine creation of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of my story, absolutely. And when I stand up and say to women, I am grateful I'm an alcoholic, and they look at me and I say, you know why? I had that journey, and if I hadn't taken that journey, I would never have written my book.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't be here in front of you talking. Mm-hmm. I would not have married my husband, Dr. Delicious, who I write about in the book.
Exactly.
That would not have happened.
You see, chaos brought you into harmony.
You got it.
You know, everyone says, well, I never would have chosen this experience. If I knew, I never would have. Yes, trust me. You chose these experiences before you were born because that's what you knew would cause you to expand.
It comes down to, Adige, to, you know what? We can't rewrite the script.
No.
It is what it is.
We wrote it already.
Yeah, it's done. So why resist it? Why keep pushing against it going, no, no, no? Just say, yeah, okay, it happened. Ugh, all right.
Okay.
Can't change it. That's it.
Let's move on.
Just accepting it. That's it. Move on. And you're not condoning anything when you do that, by the way.
Mm.
There's no condoning here. There's no judgment on this acceptance. It's not making things right or wrong. It's just saying,
it is what
happened.
Yeah.
It is.
You know, and so that step, moving from focus to acceptance, is so extremely important. That you really meditate, you know, it may take you weeks, months, whatever, daily doing this practice. And, you know, if you've never meditated before, and I'm going back to this because it is the foundation for these steps to work, you know, you really need to dedicate yourself to this meditation and prayer practice. And so, especially the harder the issues you have, the more you need to get into this practice. You know, a 20-minute meditation is a great place to start. It's so important that you lay this foundation, because if you are really to raise your vibration enough so that you can begin to get a true sense of who you truly are, the divine aspects of yourself, and then accept these things and move forward, you're not going to get that if it's just a 5-minute or a 10-minute meditation. You really, really have to begin to hone in those skills. And so find, you know, there are lots of guided meditations out there. I have one on my website. There's lots of different types of meditations where you can do a guided meditation or just go quietly within. But you really need to develop that skill before you move forward, if we really want to make these things stick and work. So, you know, I just wanted to emphasize that because it's so important that we lay the foundation, because a lot of times we'll do something once and we're like, well, that didn't work. Well, guess what? You have to dedicate yourself and you really have to hold yourself accountable, and these steps will work.
You know, meditation takes practice. The first time you go out to try to hit a tennis ball, you don't hit it. But after a while, you're knocking that right back over the net. Same thing with meditation. It's a personal experience. There's no perfect way to do this. You make it your own, but you got to stick with it. You got to stick with it. You just got to keep trying, because guess what? It's going to happen. You're going to get it. And when you get it and you start to connect, you're going to go, oh, my God.
Yes, absolutely. You know, when I first started, I would come out of my bedroom with the biggest smile on my face, and my husband would look at me like, what on earth were you doing in there? I was meditating.
My husband has seen me, and I'm always smiling in the morning. He'll walk by. I have a special place where I sit, and he'll walk by me sometimes. He'll say, if you could see the smile on your face. Yes.
Yes. The peace be still. Oh, my goodness. Boy, does it just bring about a peace, the love, the connection. When you start to see the colors, and you know I am that which I am. Oh, my goodness. There's no other feeling like it. And so, yes, I would certainly offer that anyone not meditating, you know, start. You don't know what you're missing. Okay.
So now we're moving on to identification and intention.
Yes.
And what happens here is you need to identify your self-sabotaging behaviors. You need to see, what am I doing that is holding me back?
Well, that's a hard...
And you know what? It's not that hard. People say, well, how can I tell if my life is, you know, out of control? I'll say, oh, I have a great picture for you. If the tail's wagging the dog, you know you're in trouble. Okay? And so what happens is, once you can identify these behaviors, then you're able to set intentions. And I asked my guidance, my divine guidance, why intention? And the very profound answer came back to me. Intentions have the soul of the universe behind them. A
Indeed.
goal is strictly a written wish on paper, but the intention has the soul of the universe. Therefore, you're going to stay committed with an intention. And with the intention, you create the action steps that you need to take to create change in your life.
Absolutely. It's the energy that moves it. Once you set it to that intention, now the universe bends, folds, and molds. It's energy. It's movement. It makes it happen. So,
perfect.
Yeah, absolutely awesome. So how do we identify? So because, you know, well, and again, you know what I have to say before I ask that question, I've already answered mm-hmm. it for myself, because we're mm-hmm. laying the foundation and we're meditating. So we're out, we're moving from that ego. We're moving from that place of denial. By the time we get to this step, we're out of that place, hopefully. And so we can see what negative things we're doing to hold
yes.
us back. We can
yes.
truly identify them.
Because guess what? The ego's not chattering away anymore.
Correct.
You're now listening to your authentic voice.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you're able to see what you are doing that's creating the chaos in your life and causing you pain. And there's a worksheet that your listeners can download. There's a free action guide on alphachick.com. Highly recommend anybody that wants to delve into these five steps. Go over the site, download the workbook, and everything you need is in there to help you get started in this process.
Wonderful.
And there's a worksheet that will help you do identify the behaviors and then set the intentions.
Mm.
And it's a quadrant, so you do it by areas in your life, you know, emotional and financial and physical, and mental. So it's a good worksheet.
Oh, lovely. And so your website, alphachick.com, mm-hmm. and your book is also on Amazon. So
yes.
everyone can go out to Amazon and purchase that. I would highly
yes.
recommend you do it. It's a good read. And like you said, get the worksheet and really begin to do the process. Really begin to work through this process.
And the worksheet's in the book too. So,
okay.
you know, either way, whatever people want to do. Now, the fourth step, thoughts. T for thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
There's been so much written about the power of positive thinking. But again, I want to emphasize that what we think is what we create. Our thoughts are a form of energy, and they do take physical form. Whatever we think, we actually create in our experience. So it's very, very important to pay attention to what we're thinking.
Yes.
If people would just correct themselves when they feel that, you know, they identify that they're thinking something negative.
Mm-hmm.
I used to pull an elastic on my wrist and let it go, and it'd be very painful. It would snap. But now I use an easier method, and it kind of anchors me, and it's like a quick break in my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I just tap the left side of my forehead, and that breaks my train of thought. And I say, okay, whoops, nope, don't want to think that, nope.
Mm-hmm.
And I replace it with what I want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I actually just wrote an article, and in it I said, you have that negative thought, you can tell yourself, cancel thought, and then rephrase it with something positive. It's of the utmost importance that we have positive thoughts, because that's how the universe works. It works in alignment with being positive. That energy goes out to that psychic field. It attaches itself to everything that it's a match to, and then it must return to you, for it is what? Universal law. And, you know, again, that goes back to that programming, doesn't it? Because some of us are so used to saying, we just phrase things in a negative way. Even if we don't mean it that way, we, through customs, through, you know, different backgrounds, we have a tendency, some people, to just word it in a negative way without even realizing that we've done it. And that's really scary. So we have to, I would add here, we have to become aware of what we're thinking and what we're vibrating to. Because if you're not living the life that you want, you understand that you're the creator of it. So start to pay attention to those thoughts and see in every moment what you're really thinking. Stop throughout your day and pay attention. What am I creating in this moment? You'll be surprised.
Oh, very powerful. Once you get that trained and you are able to correct yourself, you become unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
You become like the magnificent manifester. It's like, okay, what do I want to create today? You know, what do I want to attract today? I think I want to do this today. I want to attract this into my life. You become unstoppable. You create anything you want. And for your listeners, I mean, I went from 25 years of addiction to creating a multi-million-dollar real estate company all on my own.
Wow.
I bought a horse. He became world champion. When I bought him, I didn't know what end to feed. But you know what? I just kept going. I mean, it was get the best trainer, get him here, get him there, put him in this horse show, do this, do that. And he became world champion.
Wow.
And then got my soulmate, Dr. Delicious. And how did I do that? I wrote the most perfect description of the man that I wanted in my life to share my life with. I mean, it was so crystal clear. I wrote it out. I would edit it. I'd add things. I'd say, oh, you know what? I didn't add. I want that. I want that. I want that. Guess what? That's exactly what I got.
So, you know what? Valentine's is coming up in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Let's go over that for a moment. How do
okay.
we find the perfect mate? So really, what did you do? You set an intention. So you really followed yes. these steps, to be
oh.
quite honest.
I still do follow these steps for every time I want to create something in my life. Or, you know, look, as you know, Advij, life is not going to be perfect. Things are still going to come up. I still have challenges. I still have things that upset me that cause me pain. Mm-hmm. But now I have the ability to work through them in a highly intelligent, organized way so that I get the end result that I want.
That you want. And that's the key, that you did the desired result. And so you created this letter for your perfect mate. It could be the perfect
yes.
job, it could be the perfect finances,
yes.
whatever, and you really fine-tuned it. Just give us
yes.
a few, you know, words of what you put in there so people have an idea of what that looks like and sounds like.
I created a description for what I thought the perfect man would be in my life,
mm-hmm.
and I simply said, you know, dear God, I know what I want. I now love myself, and I know I'm going to be a great partner. In order to give love, you have to be able to love yourself first. You can't
Indeed.
Give something you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that the self-love be strong. And I was at that point that I knew I could be a really wonderful partner to somebody. And so I wrote out very clearly what I wanted. I wanted a professional person, you know, whose income level would be somewhere in the area of mine so that there wasn't, you know, any feeling of competition, but that, you know, we both contributed to our well-being. I wanted somebody tall because I'm tall.
6 feet, I'd say so.
Yeah. I wanted, somebody, if you had a family, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I preferred grown children rather than little children. And I was so crystal clear on, you know, options of professions, income level, sports ability, interests, everything.
Wow.
And lo and behold, that's exactly what walked into my life.
Mr. Delicious.
Dr. Delicious, yes.
That's yep. just absolutely wonderful.
Now, I'm going to tell you the ice. This is, now here comes the woo part of the story.
Okay.
He is the foremost authority on alcoholism as a doctor. That's what he does. He is the premier person on addiction. But I didn't know him as a patient or anything. However, the second AA meeting that I went to in 1988, I've only been married for 10 years, so we're mm-hmm. going from 213 to 203. I met him the year before. So we're talking from 1988 to 202 is 14 years later.
Mm-hmm.
He was the speaker at that meeting.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Talk about destiny.
Yes. He was the speaker at my second AA meeting.
That's just amazing to me. That really is. And,
yes.
You know, definitely God has a sense of humor,
yes,
to say the least.
So 14 years later, God brought him across my path.
Mm.
And I had no intention of getting remarried. I really wasn't looking for a husband, but I wanted a nice partner, someone to spend really quality, wonderful, loving time with, travel. I love animals.
Mm-hmm.
And but he asked me to marry him, and I knew that if I said no, it would be one of the biggest mistakes I'd ever make in my life.
Wow. You see, and you were to a place where you could make good choices for yourself now.
Yes.
And that's what's so important. Recognizing that you have a choice, being able to evaluate it truly, and then move forward with that choice. And now look, the way the universe works is just amazing. And it really is about understanding it and then utilizing all that it is to benefit, because we are co-creators with Source. Okay, we have to get back to the last one, H.
Yep. this is where I spend most of my time these days.
Okay.
And it is healing and helping. Once we've healed, Advich, we are standing in our light. We are vibrating at a different frequency than when we started this process. We're centered, we're balanced, we feel our power, our dimmer switch is all the way up. We are radiating. Mm-hmm. And when we're in that power, it's time to turn and give it away to others.
Indeed.
And help others find their light. Help others step out of their pain. And this is based on the law of reciprocity. Because mm-hmm. what you give away and what you give to the universe will come back to you tenfold, and it keeps you stronger, more powerful, more authentic, more in touch with that divine guidance by going and helping others. It strengthens everything you've done.
I could not agree more. You know, the path for me, Death, I so get this, because I'm all about sharing the gifts and going out and teaching and helping everyone to empower themselves. You know, it's so vitally important that as we gain knowledge, that we share that knowledge with others. As we prosper, that we share that prosperity with others. It's what it's all about, understanding these universal laws and then applying them. Now, you have a school, and I guess that would really mean giving back, because you have a school. How fascinating and amazing is that?
Yes, built a school in Mali, West Africa, and unfortunately now there's terrible political unrest there this week, and I was watching the news to see if I could see the school and what's happening. It was a very friendly area of Africa when the school was built, but now it's been invaded by some form of terrorists, and so it's now there are soldiers going in, French soldiers and whatnot. So I pray for the villagers there and the small children there that go to school. The school holds 100 children that I educate every year that normally would never have the opportunity for an education.
That's just amazing, and so it's such a blessing, you know, and that's the thing. We have selfish thoughts of, oh, yes, I'd like to be rich and I'd like to do this. But really, the blessing as a spiritual light bearer is to have the prosperity to be able to give in such an enormous way. I can't imagine any better feeling than that.
That's my best accomplishment.
Yes.
I want to do more of them. So, you know, God willing, I hope that, you know, prosperity will continue to flow and I can build more of them, because I will.
Absolutely. And God is always willing. See, the doors are always open. God is always willing. It's getting lined up, tuned in, tapped in, turned on to the frequency, which you know about, and then everything bends, folds, and molds to bring it to you. So, yeah, God is indeed willing, because that work is just tremendous and needs to continue. We are the ones that we've been waiting for. We are the ones that will make the difference in this world. We are the ones that will give birth to this new paradigm. And so I so highly commend you for stepping out and doing that work. That is just awesome. And I could only hope to do something as amazing as that. You know, I do my little bit, but that's
you're
just
doing
awesome.
It now with your show, you know, educating your listeners, teaching them that there is a new consciousness out there, a new way of living, of stepping into your power.
Absolutely.
And creating the life that you want.
We have the ability within us. We absolutely. Yes. And so it's so wonderful. Boy, this time has already flown by.
I just want your listeners to know about the positive mental shift.
Okay.
It's the new project I'm working on. It opens up on February 5th. All your listeners can sign up now. It's absolutely free. It's 12 women talking about pivotal moments in their lives when they stepped out of their pain and into their power. It's going to be a great series.
And how can they find that?
PositiveMentalShift.com.
Perfect. And repeat the date again that it begins?
It starts February 5th, but you can sign up now. You can see who all the speakers are. And there's also all the speakers are giving really nice free gifts, PDFs, audio, there's a meditation, I believe, in there from one of them. So there's some really good things that will help your listeners, and everything's free.
Wonderful. So what a perfect opportunity to begin the journey to self-discovery. This is your opportunity. So act on it. Move forward. Make the choice. Now is the time. If not now, when?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, Mal, I want to thank you so very much for spending this time with me. It has been just a sheer delight to speak to you.
I'm honored to spend this time with you, and thank you so much for having me as a guest on your beautiful show.
We have to do this again. I truly enjoyed this, so we're going to have to do this again, because
anytime.
There's so much more. There's
anytime.
So much more. Yes.
Just reach out to me anytime.
Okay.
Wonderful. Be blessed. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And so, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Again, you know all about Affirmations for Living. It's truly about affirming a positive way of living. It is your birthright to live with passion and purpose and to prosper. It truly is. Imagine that right now in this very moment, you can gain the confidence and the courage to do just that. I, again, want to extend the many tools and services to assist you on your journey. We have 13 categories of affirmations on our website. I have guided meditations and downloadable MP3 lessons from my master series to one-on-one spiritual life coaching with me. The choice is yours. What do you want in this moment? Do you want health, wealth, happiness? Visit my site, affirmationsforliving.net, and remember, change begins with a single thought. Until next time, be blessed, love yourself, be kind to yourself. Take care. Bye-bye.